Daily Light, March the 27th, Morning. One who sows righteousness gets a sure reward. Now after a long time the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. Now he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, "Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more." His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. Oh, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. I am coming soon. Hold fast to what you have, so that no one may seize your crown. One who sows righteousness gets a sure reward. Proverbs 11:18. And Matthew 25:19-21, 2 Corinthians 5:10, 2 Timothy 4:7-8, and Revelation 3:11. Daily Light, March the 27th, Evening. God is faithful. God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfil it? The Lord has sworn, and will not change his mind. So when God desired to show, more convincingly, to the heirs of promise, the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by 2 unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. Therefore let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. I know whom I have believed, that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 10:13. And Numbers 23:19. Hebrews 7:21. Hebrews 6:17-18. 1 Peter 4:19. 2 Timothy 1:12. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. 2 Corinthians 1:20.